AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
With the Irish. That was against St. Lawrence earlier this month. Danny Nelson, top line centerman, sophomore from Maple Grove, Minnesota, second round draft pick of the New York Islanders a couple of years ago. And you'll also hear the name of Jaden Davis, whose brother was Matt Davis, the goaltender for Denver last weekend. And Davis and the Pioneers swept the Wisconsin Badgers. As for Wisconsin, in goal is Tommy Scarfone, the 6-foot, 175-pound senior from Montreal. He's 0-3 this season, a .302 goals against, an .864 save percentage. We are talking about the lack of scoring for Wisconsin. Mike Hastings has said it time and time again now over the last couple of weeks. The goaltending has to be better. They brought Scarfone in to be the guy, and he's going to get that chance.
And he looked like partly the guy last Friday against Denver. He made some big-time saves, some odd man rushes and breakaways to keep the Badgers in it, but he did kind of have one sneak by him that he would have liked to have back, so the Badgers are just looking for a nice, solid game from there.
By the way, while with RIT last season, Scarfone played against Notre Dame in Rochester and shut out the Irish last October, stopping all 36 shots he faced. Starting defenseman for the Badgers, junior Ben Dexheimer from Edina, two assists in six games. Joe Polatichuk, the sophomore from Cottage Grove, Minnesota, has yet to put a point on the board. Top line for Wisconsin, the freshman Gavin Morrissey, the highest scoring rookie in the Big Ten so far with 7 points in six games out of Rochester Hills, Michigan. The right winger Rylan Mosley, fifth year from Arnprior, Ontario. He had his 5-game point scoring streak snapped last Saturday in Denver. He's got 2 goals and 6 points. And Quinn Finley, second in the Big Ten in goal scoring, 5 plus 7 points. He's riding a 5-game point streak, is the sophomore from Suamico, Wisconsin. It's Wisconsin and Notre Dame. And the opening faceoff brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt is coming up in just a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Temperatures are falling and you begin to feel the chill in the air when suddenly you remember that your teenager has never driven in winter. Have you checked the tires? Do they have a safety kit? Your mind begins to spin. Don't let the fear of your teen driving this winter send you off course. Team up with the crew at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. Their fully staffed and certified team can help you with any of your vehicle needs. Let your team get behind the wheel with the confidence that whatever happens, the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep are ready to help.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin Cardinal road uniforms with the white numerals striping and Wisconsin diagonally down the chest. Notre Dame home whites with navy blue pants, shoulders, and the golden domes. Owen Say, the goaltender, in the cage to our right, and Tommy Scarfone to our left. The Badgers skate to our right in the opening period. We're underway. The opening faceoff brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Here's Morrissey with Finley. Give and go up the middle of the ice, just underneath the stick of Finley, right in the hash marks. Puck played out to center ice. Gathered in by Notre Dame's Cole Knubel. Flips it far side to Plusinski, the defenseman. Slowed by Joe Palatichuk. Off the wall, it's Justin Janicki. Jammed it free. And there's Ian Murphy, the transfer from Princeton. Big right-hander swings it around to the point, and Paul Fisher back behind the net. Janicki defended by Palatichuk, picked up by Finley, out to the point. Plusinski step left, back right, whistle one down low. Low slot, went to the near corner. Puck cycled along the left wing wall by Janicki. Tied up a bit by Morrissey. Got the pass off to Murphy. Murphy now to the point. Plusinski fresh off the bench, far side. Here's a quick snapshot by Danny Nelson into the breadbasket of Wisconsin's Tommy Scarfone, and he hangs on. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Start your day with thick, creamy, and all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt.
Well, we talked about comparing the Badgers' start here with the women tonight. They almost matched them first shift. They won the face-off back off the boards. A little swing through the neutral zone and a pass to the slot that nearly had pretty much a shot from the slot, but it didn't work out, and then Notre Dame went to work a little bit.
Good face-off win by Wisconsin's Christian Fitzgerald, back in the pivot position after playing some wing over the last couple of weekends. Christian Fitzgerald with Simon Tassi on his right and Cody Liskoski, the RIT transfer, on the left wing. Out to the point, held in by Axel Kumlin. Spins it down behind the net. Bad pass by the Irish, intercepted by Wisconsin's Logan Hensler, the freshman from Woodbury, Minnesota. Headman to center off the stick of Liskoski. Goes through the legs of Danny Nelson near the Notre Dame blue line. The Badgers will dump it in and change. Wisconsin's bench right in front of us. Paul and I are at center ice, right near the red line, between the red line and the Notre Dame blue line to our right. Notre Dame's bench across the way along with the penalty boxes. And a nice crowd here so far tonight at Compton Family Ice Arena. And the band is here. They always bring some extra juice to this building. They go D to D. Jaden Kerr banks it off the end boards. Knocked free by Wisconsin's Weston Knox. Leads the rush the other way. Kyle Kukkonen backhands deep into the Notre Dame zone to our right. Kyle Kukkonen on the right wing. Owen Lindmark, the centerman of the third line. Ryan Botterill, the freshman from Portage La Prairie, on the left wing. Good back pressure by Lindmark to win the puck free. Knox seeing his first shift as a Wisconsin Badger out there with Joe Palatichuk for the time being. And now Lindmark will dump it in and the Badgers get a change. Out comes Sawyer Scholl, Jack Horbach, and Tyson Dick. Good breakout by Notre Dame up the left wing wall. Davis now center ice. Far side, Tyler Carpenter across the line. Cut off by Palatichuk. Bouncing puck picked up now by Wisconsin's Horbach. Sweeps it left wing to Dick. Tried to kick it to his stick and does down to the corner. That's where Ben Dexheimer is, below the goal line. Out to the point, that's Sawyer Scholl. Shoots one low. Left pad saved by Say. Turnaround shot, Dick. He threw it off the right pad of the Notre Dame netminder. Now chops at it low right. And that goes sailing over to the far side wall and lifted out to center by the Irish. And good defense by Daniel Lodge to come over and cut off Carter Slaggart. Badgers back to get the puck.
Tyson Dick's one of those guys. Look, actually, not one of those guys, but the only guy looking for his first goal after a year plus. There, the puck was loose. He was kind of spun the wrong way. Took him a little too much time to find the puck, but a great opportunity there right in the side of the net.
35 games as a Badger without a goal. Justin Janicki's shot left wing blocked by Hensler. Played out of harm's way by Morrissey. Here's a foot race that Notre Dame's going to win for icing. Getting a step on Quinn Finley was Paul Fisher, the St. Louis Blues fifth-round draft choice a couple of years ago. Faceoff down in the Wisconsin zone. We have no score. Two shots on goal for the Badgers. One so far for the Irish.
Yeah, you mentioned Weston Knox getting his first action here. I do remember seeing him against Omaha, and he kind of surprised me, at least, of how aggressive he is from the blue line. And just saw that here on the first shift here in his regular season debut. And he was the furthest one down into the offensive zone, creating the forecheck and no fear. He was back at his defensive position right after it didn't work out for him.
Faceoff win by Gavin Morrissey, about 53% in the circles. Finley right wing, gains the offensive zone, stumbles down low right. Morrissey wins it free. Turnaround shot blocked by Janicki, retrieved by Finley. Back behind the net for Mosley, canceled out by Plusinski, and then lifted to center by Cole Knubel. Bounces in front of the Badgers bench right below us. Good hit by Wisconsin's Jack Thalen. On the forward, Ian Murphy, who turned to see what number hit him. And we may see those two engage again sometime soon. Here's Mosley across the line. Onside shot blocked and trickles to the left of the goaltender into the right corner of the Notre Dame zone. Laskowski out to Fitzgerald. Here's a shot by Thalen. Got through. Hit the chest of Owen Say and picked up by Henry Nelson. Spins it around near side. Knubel battling Simon Tassi. Good early start for the Wisconsin Badgers. They're physical and active.
I like their passing so far. They've been crisp, but their passes up the ice and on the rushes, tape to tape every time so far.
Brennan Ali, left wing, left-hander, stops right hash marks of the Wisconsin zone and then bumped against the boards by Weston Knox. Notre Dame still with possession. Knox stays with Ali. Spinning pass towards the front of the net and intended for Nelson. He was cut off by both Fitzgerald and Phelan. Notre Dame able to hold the zone at the left point, and they send it back down in. There is Phelan now out there with fellow freshman Weston Knox. Mike Hastings, Todd Canott, they said that they put both rookies out there at the same time, and early on here, we've seen that. Simon Tassi dumps and chases into the Notre Dame zone. Lindmark in on the forecheck. Couldn't reach the defenseman in time to play. Botterill ties up Ali, and the puck goes wobbling back Wisconsin's way. 5:05 into the opening period. We have no score here in South Bend. Palatichuk break out to the tape of Kukin and Stick. Left side on the fly. Here's Botterill's shot. Glove side missed the net. Off the corner wall, and here comes Grant Silanoff to Maddox Fleming. Right-hander flips it back behind the Wisconsin net. Wiping out was the Badgers' Palatichuk, and he remains on the ice. Steal, strand, shot. Right pad save made by Scarfoni. Turnaround shot now by Silanoff, and that was blocked. And then the whistle blows, and Joe Palatichuk is down on the ice, favoring his right arm. The Badgers already minus Anthony Kerr and Zach Scholes, two of their top six defensemen. And Palatichuk is heading to the Badgers bench and will be attended to by trainer Andy Rohde. In fact, Joe is walking back to the Badgers locker room.
Yeah, it was just, he went down about the dot just inside it with a little battle between him and a Notre Dame player. It didn't look that bad until he went into the boards. He had his kind of arm extended a little bit, and the Badgers, obviously, that's not a position right now. They can absorb that with two others already out.
Wisconsin wins the faceoff. Hensler's breakout pass off the stick of Slaggart. Gobbled up by Jaden Davis. He dumps it in. Lodge looks right. Skates left behind the net. Cut off by Slaggart. Puck rolled to Mosley. Lodge tries to win it back. It's back behind the net to the near corner, and Hensler comes out of there with it. Good breakout to Morrissey. Up ahead, Finley. No icing. Quinn will run it down behind the Notre Dame nets. Centering pass. No one there for the Badgers. And then Slaggart collides with his teammate Davis. Badgers hold the zone. Morrissey flips it far side. Good catch by Finley on a backhand. Knox now whistles one through the low slot, and it came off the corner boards and all the way back through center ice. 13:49 left in the first. Wisconsin and Notre Dame, no score. Game one of a two-game Big Ten series. Conference opener for the Irish, third game for the Badgers, who lost in regulation and in overtime to Ohio State a couple of weeks ago at the Kohl Center. Good read by Wisconsin. Horbach tries to spin it ahead. Excellent stick by the defenseman Fisher to break up a potential two-on-one with Tyson Dick. Murphy goes to get it. Hit by Horbach. Pass to the near side. Knubel trailing. Fisher didn't see him. Knubel outside the left wing. Sauces across. Murphy shoots one. That was about chin high on Scarfoni and well wide. Knubel at the point. Pressured by Dick. Bumps him into the sideboards. And Knubel threw it to the near side wall. Hensler able to beat Murphy to the biscuit. The Badgers' Sawyer Scholl has it. Reverses for Hensler. Headman's near the Badger bench to Laskowski. His pass intended for Dexheimer at the center circle didn't connect. Notre Dame goes to get it. And Knubel will bank it out to center. Picked up by Lodge. Didn't get it deep. Taken by Plusinski. And now Knubel's got it. And he'll dump it into the Wisconsin zone. And giving chase now is Blake Biondi. Finds a man. Open. Nelson. Big save. Scarfoni. Rebound. Loose. Jammed at by Biondi. Couldn't finish. Oh, good pass by Biondi. Nelson wide open in front of the net. And Scarfoni, a huge save. And now a scramble to the left of the Badgers' netminder. Puck squirts free. Look out. Nelson again. He scores. Danny Nelson sets up his brother, Henry. 1-0 Notre Dame.
Looked like one of the Badger forwards started that out and drifted to the corner and left the center of the ice open there to kind of create that whole opportunity for Notre Dame. And the Badgers were just trying to recover since then, and they obviously never did because Nelson ended up finishing it off. The shot short side high to Tommy Scarfoni.
That was a huge stop prior to that. Scarfoni in tight. But then the Badgers couldn't get the puck clear of the zone. Danny Nelson found his left-handed brother, Henry Nelson, with a blast top of the left circle. Beat Scarfoni above the blocker. It's 1-0 Notre Dame. Time of the goal, 7:38. Second career goal for Henry Nelson, playing in his 42nd game. Wraparound backhand. Scarfoni stops that rather easily as Weston Knox was trying to defend Maddox Fleming from coming around behind the Wisconsin net. 1-0 Irish. 12:05 left here in the opening period.
Yeah, and that shot looked like, I think it was Simon Tassie, that looked like he was in pretty good position to get a shot block on that, but somehow it found its way past Tassie. May or may not have screened Scarfoni a little bit on that play, but Nelson did a great job getting it through that. It was only a couple feet in front of him, and somehow it got past his leg pads and into the net.
Morrissey to take the faceoff for Wisconsin. To the left of Tommy Scarfoni. Knubel kicked out of the circle. And Ian Murphy will step in. And they win the draw. Plusinski with a blast at the blue line. And an easy save made by Scarfoni. Another faceoff to come in the Wisconsin zone. Badger Hockey brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, which reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today.
See a couple of the best face-off teams in the country here tonight. I think we said that last year, too, when these teams met. Notre Dame came in over 60% on the face-offs at number two, and the Badgers were eighth at 50, almost 57%, so that'll be a key thing to look at.
Badgers battling and able to chip the puck out to center ice. Taken by Plusinski, stolen by Mosley, and then he swept it back into the Notre Dame zone, and that's where Paul Fisher goes to get it. Fisher, the left-hander from River Forest, Illinois. Product of the National Development Team. And now Plusinski slot shot. That was deflected and came to the near wall. Notre Dame's getting some open looks here, Paul. Badgers need to shore up their defensive zone. Weston Knox out there with Ben Dexheimer. Again, Joe Palatichuk, injured here in the first period, has not returned. Wisconsin was just called for icing. 11:21 left here in the opening frame. 1-0 Irish.
Yeah, I think that most of the open ice that Notre Dame has found has been high in the zone. Where you mentioned the D, but probably forward responsibility is more than the D on those.
Face off to the right of Scarfoni. Hunter Strand will take the draw. Senior from Anchorage, Alaska. Their best faceoff man is Strand at 66% against the Badgers freshman Gavin Morrissey. Buck bouncing around a little bit and swept deep by Fleming. After it, Strand, right corner, defended by Dexheimer, put a shoulder into him, got some help from the referee who got in the way, and the Badgers take the puck away. Finley headman pass from Mosley, and Wisconsin offside with 11:08 to go here in the first. Irish with seven shots on goal so far. The Badgers only three, 1-0 Notre Dame. Face off to come at center ice, I believe. That's what they'll do. They'll drop it there. Jaden Davis against Sawyer Scholl. Scholl, six goals as a freshman last year. His first game winner of his career came into the third period of a 3-2 win against Notre Dame in Madison on February 9th. Notre Dame steals the puck in the Wisconsin zone. Lodge able to cut off Slaggart. Here's Dick. Outlet pass off the stick of Luke Buss, who's making his Badgers debut here tonight. Buss wearing number 15, the 15th. Son of a former Badger to play at Wisconsin. Matt Buzz from 1990 to 94 skated for Wisconsin, wore the number 33. Here's Sawyer Scholl with it up to the red line, and he'll dump it in. Tyson Dick will give chase. After it is Kerr, tied up by Dick, who got his stick up in his arms, but we play on. No penalties have been called as of yet. Here's Slager, able to get the puck past Knox, out of his net calmly. Scarfoni to backhand it around near side to Phelan. Turning to his right, Tassie tries to head man off the wall for Fitzgerald. Too far. Hellowell took it away. Ryan Hellowell to Axel Kumlin, and Kumlin accidentally iced the puck. So a faceoff in the Irish zone to our right. 10:04 left in the first. 1-0 Notre Dame.
Last few rushes up the ice. I talked about the first 5 minutes. The Badgers were so sharp in their passing up the ice. I know Notre Dame's got the lead now and probably changes the way they play differently, kind of taking a little bit of the neutral zone space away, and it's already gotten a little harder to get up the ice.
Face off. Oh. Late whistle. Fitzgerald was taking the draw. It looked like Wisconsin had won it, but the linesman blows his whistle. He's kicking Fitzgerald out or Danny Nelson. Wait a minute. Why would you drop it again? I thought he was going to kick one of the two out of the faceoff circle. He's going to kick out neither, and we play on. Laskowski off the draw, out to the point. Hensler fakes right, goes back left. Long cross-ice pass along the blue line to Dexheimer. Walks down in front, put it in front. Laskowski knocked down, tied up Tassie. Can't get a shot off. Cody picks it up. Now Tassie, backhander just wide. Well, Laskowski got knocked down in front of the net and was still trying to play the puck with his stick, with his hands, with his feet. Eventually, Tassie had a chance with a backhand but missed. Brandon Ali drops off Hellowell. Taken away by Tassie. Good work in the Wisconsin zone. Notre Dame back to our left. Here's Knubel across the line. They're onside. Snap shot went off the body and went wide of the Badgers' net. Down to the corner. Dexheimer able to cut off Knubel and take the puck. And now Hensler from behind his own cage. He'll reverse to Dexheimer. 1-0 Irish, 9:13 to go in the opening frame. Kukkonen across the line, four Irish back. Kukkonen, escape move right wing wall and looks. Kukkonen out high to Horbach, blue line, his wrister off of body and caroms to the far wall. Plusinski takes a hit from Lindmark, steal by Botterill, who sweeps it back behind the net. Lindmark trying to get the angle on the defenseman Fisher, able to knife it free nicely. Down to the corner, Kukkonen cycles now with Botterill. Centering pass to Lindmark, who came off the right wing wall and cut down the slot, but it was broken up by Notre Dame. Bouncing puck at center. Lodge tries to bat it ahead to Lindmark. Eventually, Botterill picked it up. Down the right wing comes the freshman, looking for his first goal. He put one in front. One of the Irish goes into the cage on a long-range shot left wing by Mosley with a goaltender on the seat of his pants off the mark. Now Finley with a steal right wing slot. His shot canceled out by the stick of Fisher and a stoppage in play. 8:24 to go in the first. Notre Dame has a 1-0 lead on Wisconsin. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and the future. Back in 1 minute, this is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Well, case in point, life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
Henry Nelson from Danny Nelson at 7:38 has Notre Dame on top 1-0. Shots on goal 7-4 in favor of the Irish. The Badgers already down two of their top six defensemen with injuries to Zach Scholes and Anthony Kerr, and Joe Palatichuk left in the opening period and has not returned after banging his right arm and shoulder into the end boards to our left. Faceoff to the left of Owen Say, Morrissey, Mosley, Finley, the forward line for Mike Hastings' squad. Puck rolls below the goal line. Morrissey will retrieve far corner, banks it back behind the net. Finley able to tie up the defenseman, Kuhnlin. Out to the point, Hensler banks it off the end boards for Morrissey, trying to dig it away from Knubel, and does. Gavin Morrissey to the right point, and Hensler fakes, puts one low, got through traffic, may have gone off Finley's stick on goal. Say had his pad down, made the stop, and then the puck cleared up over the glass and out of play. Offensive zone faceoff coming up for the Badgers, who trail by one and 8:03 left here in the opening period.
I've seen a few chances in the last couple of minutes around the net. So far, Notre Dame's doing a really good job of tying up Badger sticks in front. Finley there, but not too long ago, Den Dexheimer made a nice play down the line and just dropped the puck in front of the net and kind of caused a mad scramble. But Notre Dame, again, great with their sticks so far.
Scholl to take the faceoff. Dick and Buss out there. Luke Buss has a heavy shot. 29 goals, 55 points in 52 games in the British Columbia Hockey League a year ago with both Vernon and Nanaimo. Badgers win the faceoff. Scholl rink wide. Lodge sweeps it deep. Buss after it behind the net. Stops it. Hands off now to Dick. Tried to push it towards the net, but Kerr got in the way. Buss tackled far corner by Henry Nelson, but no penalty called. Lodge has it now. Spins it back to the goal line. Buss turnaround shot. Went glove side on the goaltender. May have gone off his stick and wide. Back behind the cage again. Buss was going to put his shoulder into the defenseman Kerr. Scared him a little bit. Now Buss with a steal. Left circle. He's pushed towards the wall and then bumped off balance by Hunter Strand. No icing as Buss tried to throw it back to the point. It goes all the way down to the Wisconsin zone.
A little too much gas on that point pass for Buss, but he was taking a hit while he made it, so understandable.
Orbach will come out of the zone. He's playing some defense now with the Badgers down a couple of blue liners. Orbach will see some time on the line. Phelan out there with fellow freshman Weston Knox now. Phelan takes a hit from Carpenter. Left wing, Badgers have it. Open, nice pass by Fitzgerald, but Tassie stopped by Owen Say. Good look by Fitzgerald, low right. Tassie came in left wing and didn't finish. Still no goals for number 11 or number 13 or number 26. Here's Tassie, low right to 26. Liskoski behind him. Tassie steals left wing. Bumped out to the point now. Knox swings it right side. Phelan back to Knox straight away. What's he going to do? Thought about shooting. Now passes high slot. Liskoski left wing. Fitzgerald, his shot. Fought off by Say to the far corner. And then Fitzgerald just clobbered Fisher into the end boards. And a penalty coming up on Wisconsin's Christian Fitzgerald, who's tackled by one of the Notre Dame players. That's Plusinski. Fitzgerald's going to go for sure for at least 2 minutes. Fisher, the defenseman, is rolling around on the ice after Fitzgerald took him in the end boards pretty hard.
Yeah, Fitzgerald, it was a battle between the two guys, and Fitzgerald used the stick and kind of got him up high and knocked him over into the boards pretty hard. And Fitzgerald took a pretty good shot getting back, wondering if his head might have hit the ice there. But there, Fitzgerald, either way, it is having a nice conversation with the referee on the way to the penalty box, not liking what the decision was on that one.
13:40, the time of the penalty on Fitzgerald. And the trainer for Notre Dame is out right now to attend to Paul Fisher, and that's Kevin Ricks. Fisher up on his skates and will skate off under his own power. The referees were talking as if they may take a look at video replay to determine whether or not it should be a 5 minute.
13 boarding.
They'll say boarding on Fitzgerald. Are they going to take a look at video replay? Apparently not. If they look at replay and it's not ruled a 5 minute major, then Jeff Jackson would lose his timeout. So the veteran coach will hang on to that timeout. Notre Dame goes on the power play. Wisconsin 81% on the penalty kill this season. Notre Dame 30% on the man advantage, 6-for-20.
And they just showed a replay of the one-timer by Tassie, and it actually never even made it to the goaltender. Plusinski knocked the shot down before it got there. So it looked like it was going to be a great chance for Wisconsin, but good job by the Notre Dame D to block it.
Shots on goal now 10-3. Beg your pardon, 8-7 in favor of Wisconsin. Face off to the right of Scarfoni. Owen Lindmark out to take the draw on this penalty kill with Jack Horbach, Daniel Lodge, and Jack Phelan. Phelan able to lift the stick of Janicki. Man goes down below the goal line. Steal now by Notre Dame's Danny Nelson. Out to the point, Knubel. He'll run this power play. Kumlin is the point man here at the blue line. Swings it left side, Justin Janicki. Cross ice right wing off a stick. Gathered in by Knubel. Walks towards the dot. Now Nelson with it. Low right. Nelson out to the hash marks. Plays it back to Knubel. Knubel slot. Biondi. Back to Nelson, just working a triangle to the far side of the Wisconsin zone. Janicki now with it, steps in his shot off the glove of Scarfoni. It kicked out on a second bid by Nelson, and the Badgers able to muscle it out through center ice.
Oh, that was a huge save by Scarfoni in his glove and out right down to the ice. There was, you could tell there was room behind his legs, but he kicked out that left pad and knocked it out.
Here's Knubel. Janicki, pass cross ice, Biondi. Good stick by the Badgers. Knox runs it down, and he'll fling it all the way down. So Weston Knox getting time on the PK, the freshman from Andover, Minnesota. Former Minnesota State AA high school champion at Andover High School, Mr. Knox. Wearing number 20, making his Badgers debut. Hunter Strand across the line. Strand, slowed by Dexheimer, spins it around to the far side, and Murphy. Puck pulled free by Fleming. Back behind the net, Ali tried to jam it in front. Knocked free by Dexheimer. Knox moves it along the kick plate, and Morrissey will backhand it down. Badgers doing pretty well on this penalty kill so far. 30 seconds left in the penalty to Fitzgerald. Lindmark and Horbach back out there. Phelan in Lotch defensively. Drop pass to Fleming. Center ice. Taps it ahead for Strand. Comes across the line. Down to the corner. Banks it behind the net. Good reach by Lodge to prevent it from getting to Murphy. He can't clear. Put it on the tape of the defenseman Fisher. Backpedaling Fleming. He shoots one blocked by Phelan. Now Fisher, slow moving pass. Bad one. Picked off by Wisconsin's Lindmark. Headmans to Horbach. One on one with Fisher. Comes in backhand. No. Lindmark on the follow up. Stopped by Say. And he covers. Oh, Horbach and Lindmark, two of the better penalty killers in the country, generating offense. And Say came up with a couple of stops.
Opportunistic there for Wisconsin. A couple of passes by Notre Dame. One up the ice and one inside the zone that were a little bit slow and jumped on by the Badgers there. Horbach did his best. It was kind of a man on his back trying to get into the goaltender by himself. Got the puck in position, and Owen Lindmark with the follow. Probably the best chance of the game for Wisconsin there.
Tyson Dick, Quinn Finley, Rylan Mosley out right now. Dick moving up the lineup a little bit after Morrissey was out on the PK. Steal at center by Dexheimer. Comes across the line. Open man slot. Finley dropped. Mosley shoots one into the glove of Say. He gives up no rebound. 4:04 left in the first. Wisconsin trailing Notre Dame 1-0. Badgers averaging 1.6 goals per game. Only 10 lamplighters in six games so far, despite averaging 34 shots on goal per game. Notre Dame scores about a little over three a game, allowing only 1.8, although the Irish gave up five last Saturday in a 5-2 home loss to Long Island University.
That time it was practically a four-man rush there for Wisconsin after the kill ended. And Quinn Finley gave the puck away to Mosley for a better shooting angle, but top of the circle, it was pretty easy save. No traffic in front. Goalie saw it all the way.
Christopher Libet kicks out Knubel, so Murphy will take the draw, and he beats Tyson Dick. Far side, Knubel ahead to Murphy, lofts it up towards the Wisconsin zone, brought down by Hensler. Backhands to Dexheimer. Up to center, weaves to his left. Across the line comes Finley. Down low left, and he whistles one off the glove hand of the goaltender Say. Badgers hold. Dexheimer left side. Pressured. Put it in front. That goes off the stick of Dick to the near side wall. Chased down by Knubel. Immediately double teamed by Morris, Mosley and Finley. But he fights through it. Gets some help from Plusinski, and Notre Dame will exit its own zone. 3:25 to go on the first. 1-0 Irish. Good read by Hensler in his end to prevent a zone entry for Notre Dame. Now Dexheimer back paneling in his zone and will slide it ahead to Sawyer Scholl. Big left-hander. Headmans to Kukkonen across the line. Kukkonen leans in on Henry Nelson. To the corner, the puck slides free. Nelson comes out of there with it. Takes a bump from Scholl. Steal by Kukkonen. Below the goal line, behind the net. Kukkonen looking in front. Can't get Botterill the puck. Out to the point, Horbach. Cuts to his right. High slot. Shot off a stick. Goes well wide right. And now Notre Dame's Murphy breaks out ahead. Kukkonen meets Ali at center and separated him from the puck. Badgers now have possession. 2:40 to go in the first. 1-0 Notre Dame. Fitzgerald back out for the Badgers. Kukkonen needs a break. Tassie replaces him. Laskowski on for Botterill. Lodge now. Taps back. Good play by Knox, preventing any offensive zone entry for Notre Dame. And then the puck deflects into the penalty box far side. Stoppage in play. 2.5 minutes left in the first. 1-0 Irish.
I keep mentioning there, Jack Horbach, right after a penalty kill, goes out and plays some defense for the Badgers. You mentioned that earlier. I've seen that a lot of practice this year where some guys have been playing a little bit of defense for various reasons on different practices. And sometimes, not that you wanted to, but sometimes it pays off because you need them out there.
Horbach's played some defense before. Yeah, this is out of necessity right now. Again, if you joined us late, Anthony Kerr, fifth-year senior, unable to make the trip because of an upper body injury. Zach Scholes has been out now for a few weeks with an upper body injury. Puck free at center. Strand takes it, trying to stay with him as Fitzgerald. Low left Strand peels back to his right. Still possessing down to the corner. Puck eludes Fleming, but Silanoff backhands for Fleming. Phelan stays on him. Fleming skates it out to the right circle. Now turns back and threw an aerial feed to Strand, who tried to bat it out of midair, but no luck. Now Silanoff. Turnaround shot goes off the end boards, then the back of the cage, and Wisconsin's Laskowski now has it. Taps back to Phelan. Badgers have some time and space as Notre Dame about to change. Phelan from behind his own net. Skates up the middle of the ice and looks. Pass intended for Fitzgerald off Slager's stick, and it bounces now to Coomlin. That man's to Tyler Carpenter from Palatine, Illinois. Left-hander slowed by Knox. Dexter for the puck. Good play by Morrissey to take it. Outlet pass intended for Mosley. It's behind him and then batted back into the Wisconsin zone. 80 seconds to go until the first intermission. 1-0 Irish. Dexheimer headmans. Caught by Finley off the wall. Slot pass for Morrissey. Broken up. Finley trying to hold his own. Hustles out to the blue line and does so for a moment. But then Helliwell batted it off his stick. Badgers have to regroup. 1 minute to go in the first. 1-0 Irish. Hensler into the offensive zone. Spinning pass. Slot. Backhand. Here's an attempt by Finley. Mosley trying to get his stick down. Could not. He was tied up by Axel Coomlin. Hensler pitched a pass ahead for Mosley. They say a penalty coming up. On whom?
Quinn Finley along the boards.
Oh.
It's a tough one.
No, it's on Notre Dame.
Notre Dame's number 25. 2 minutes interference.
Oh,
they're
wow.
Going to take Carter Slagert for interference.
He pointed at Quinn Finley when he picked the person. And Quinn reacted like he called it on him, but it was the two of them in the corner or along the sideboards. And thankfully, I was wrong. I think that I'll be wrong every time and that's things like that.
So Slagert for interference at 19-11. Wisconsin will get its first Kunis power play of the game. Badgers only 4 for 25 this season, 16%, went 1 for 8 at Denver last weekend. Fitzgerald battling, Botterill 2, puck loose in the slot and shoveled out by Grant Silanoff and all the way down. Dexheimer, Fitzgerald, Tassie, Dick, and Botterill on the power play right now. Dexheimer pass back to Dick at the Wisconsin blue line, deflected by Danny Nelson. Nelson, Silanoff, Pusinski, and Fisher on the ice for Notre Dame. Dick tried to stick handle through two Irish, and no luck. Batted off his stick and all the way down. Dexheimer will try again from behind his own net. Here he comes, 14 seconds to go in the period, and a bad pass back for Fitzgerald. The Badgers wasting time on their own power play. Normally, Hensler will run this unit. Dexheimer's out there now because Hensler had just come off the ice. Bad pass, Fitzgerald. Intercepted by Knubel. Look out! And the horn sounds just in time. Otherwise, Justin Janicki would have been one-on-one with Dexheimer. Notre Dame scored the lone goal of the period at 7:38. 1-0 Irish lead Wisconsin after 20 minutes of play. Menards is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. We'll return in 1 minute. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
In the game of life, every moment counts. Every decision matters, and every choice can make a difference between winning and losing. At Cleary, we understand the importance of a strong foundation, whether it's a gym, a community center, or a place for your business to grow. We build your dreams. So whether you're building a foundation or creating a legacy, your vision is our mission. Cleary Building Corp, since 1978. Explore clearybuilding.com today.
Well, Notre Dame, the lone goal in the first period of play. Sophomore defenseman Henry Nelson scored his second of the season. Primary assist to his brother Danny Nelson. Also, Blake Biondi, the UMD transfer, gets the secondary assist at 7:38. 1-0. Notre Dame leads Wisconsin. Unofficially, shots on goal 11-8 in favor of the Irish. 10 saves for Tommy Scarfone in the opening frame. Owen Say, the Mercyhurst transfer, has stopped all 8 Badger bids. Wisconsin has a power play to start period number 2 for minute 12, and Notre Dame unsuccessful on its only power play in the first period after Christian Fitzgerald's 2-minute minor for boarding. Wisconsin's inability to put the puck away, again, we've seen it here in the opening frame in South Bend, but the injuries are starting to pile up here, Paul, and with Joe Palatichuk injured in the first period, the Badgers down to 5 healthy defensemen on this trip. And we're seeing Jack Horbach playing a bit on the blue line right now. They can ill afford to lose any more defensemen.
Yeah, Weston Knox making his college debut tonight. I will say, like, the D has not been a problem. No. I think they've been playing well. Weston Knox has come in and done a great job. Hensler, Lotch, Dexheimer, the normal crew there is just doing what they do. You see guys in different positions, but it kind of just running through the machine here and doing a pretty good job in those roles so far.
I know you were impressed by Wisconsin's passing early on, but they got a little sloppy as the first period went along, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, the first 5 minutes, the first shift, really, they almost passed the puck into the net practically after winning a faceoff. But yeah, Notre Dame obviously got, when they got the lead, it changes a little bit how they play and make it a little bit harder to get up the ice. But yeah, it was a great start for Wisconsin as far as sharpness, whatever. And but still looking for as we've talked ad nauseum here, looking for a goal. Honestly, the best chances I think of that period may have been on during their penalty kill when Horbach and Lindmark went up the ice, and I think they had a 4-man rush, a 4-on-2 that sort of set up pretty nice for them, or at least right after the penalty kill. So again, trying to generate some more offense. Notre Dame, there's been pucks around the net. Notre Dame's done pretty good about tying up guys' sticks. Yeah. Saw Mosley with a chance and a redirect that couldn't get his stick down, and Tyson Dick earlier with a chance that just took him too long to get around and get the puck. So again, they'll keep battling here, and that's all you can do.
Exactly. Badgers trail Notre Dame 1-0, and the American Family Insurance First Intermission reports next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road.
And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
The Kohl Center, Camp Randall, the Fieldhouse. This is where the magic happens, where the best players lead with passion, fight with power, and win with exceptional performance. And now it's time we add another house to our Badger community. Meet Madison's newest powerhouse player, UW Health East Park Medical Center, home of top doctors and advanced treatments, all under one roof. So no matter the opponent, we're the place to defeat it. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey friends, Matza Matt here for Brewpub Latte Matza Pizza. You know, so many people are stuck in the moat of mundaneness when it comes to their frozen pizza choice. Same cardboard crust, flavorless sauce, second-rate cheese, you know, all the assumptions of a frozen pizza. Well, it's time to ditch the downer and throw out that theory by diving into a Brewpub Latte Matza Pizza. Thin, cracker-like crust, a bold, tasty sauce, high-quality meat and veggie toppings, and bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese. There is nothing humdrum about a Brewpub pizza. See for yourself. Snag one today from the frozen pizza section at your local grocery store.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get power back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Has scored for the Buckeyes. Here Notre Dame leads Wisconsin 1-0. First intermission brought to you by American Family Insurance, the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. We'll return in 90 seconds. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill.
Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win days easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Well, Notre Dame coach Jeff Jackson, who will step down as the Irish head coach after the season, said that he thought his team took both Alaska and Long Island too lightly the last couple of weekends. The Irish split with both the Nanooks and the Sharks. Jackson said his team wasn't ready to play and not as good as it should be over the last three games. Notre Dame not bad tonight, has the lone goal so far, a 1-0 lead on Wisconsin. And that's it for our American Family Insurance first intermission report. We'll have the second period of play in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Bringing the house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. The Heartland Trophy is up for grabs in Iowa City. Our coverage begins at 4:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
Temperatures are falling and you begin to feel the chill in the air when suddenly you remember that your teenager has never driven in winter. Have you checked the tires? Do they have a safety kit? Your mind begins to spin. Don't let the fear of your teen driving this winter send you off course. Team up with the crew at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. Their fully staffed and certified team can help you with any of your vehicle needs. Let your teen get behind the wheel with the confidence that whatever happens, the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep are ready to help.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
With Finley, Morrissey, Mosley, and Laskowski. Across the line, Morrissey, left wing, Finley, looking low right. Backside pass for Mosley, well behind him and all the way down. But the goal came off its moorings as Laskowski was charging hard to the net. And a stoppage in play, and I think they're going to drop the puck in the Irish zone, or are they going to drop it at center? I would think outside the zone. That would make more sense, and that's what they'll do. Finley came down low left, and boy, Laskowski went hard to the net, had his stick down, hoping to get a pass.
They've shown tonight you got to be hard to the net. You got to have strength on your stick to get the keep it in position, because Notre Dame has been good at knocking it away from there.
Every Badgers power play this season brought to you by Kunis. Still 45 seconds left of this man advantage. Finley left wing. Back out to the point he goes, and Dexheimer walks the line out top of the left ring. Finley tried to force a pass. It ricocheted to the slot. Turnaround shot by Mosley. Right pad save made by Owen Say. Laskowski kicks it free for Finley. Tied up for a moment. Puck poked free by Danny Nelson to the stick of Fisher, and he'll fling it all the way down. Notre Dame will change its penalty killers. 20 seconds left of the Badgers' man advantage. Hensler came off the bench and kind of fell down, waddled his way on his knees kind of to go get the puck. Here's Hensler across the line. Splits two Irish. Shoots one low. Save made. Say. Loose puck picked up by Knubel. He'll clear, and that'll do it for the Badgers' power play. They are 0-for-1 tonight. So is Notre Dame. Irish lead, 1-0 early second period. Lodge, right wing pass, Tassie across the line. Hellowell comes out to meet him. Tassie snaps one off, hit the chin of the goaltender, dropped it to his gear, and he covers. And a faceoff to come a minute 23 into the second period, 1-0 Irish.
Pretty harmless shot from the right hash marks, but Daniel Lodge was the one charging the net for Wisconsin, looking for the rebound. Fortunately, Say held onto it pretty easily.
And Joe Palatichuk has not returned after colliding with the end boards in the first period of play. Jack Horbach is playing defense. Badgers only have five healthy blue liners. Face off, Notre Dame wins it. The Irish won 11 of 17 in the opening period. Knubel in a stick battle with Kukkonen. Kukkonen wins that battle, far corner. Wanted to point it, poke it out to the point, but didn't get anything on it. Played by Janicki, tried to get it past Horbach, but the linesman got in the way, and now the bouncing puck to the near side and Jaden Kerr. Headmans to Murphy, tried to redirect the puck at center. It went off the body of his teammate Janicki, and a whistle and offside called on Wisconsin. Even though no possession for the Badgers, it had deflected back, and the Badgers still had a man in the zone. Face-off outside the Notre Dame blue line right in front of us, 1-0 Irish.
I think Daniel Lotz might have got a stick on with his reach to break up that play and get enough to knock it back into the Notre Dame zone. I think that's why they called offside.
Scholl, Dick, and Buss out for Wisconsin. Sawyer wins the faceoff back to Jack Phelan. DDD to Weston Knox. Knox at the red line. He'll fire one in up out of his crouch. The goaltender Say gloves it, drops it down for Kerr. Up to the near side wall in Fleming. And it's batted off a stick and out to neutral ice. Knox trying to locate it. Finally does as he's pressured by a pair of Notre Dame forwards, Sildenhoff and Strand. Now back deep in the Wisconsin zone, and that's Phelan. His breakout pass, too hot to handle for Buss, taken away by Fleming, left wing. Fleming spins away from the pressure from Scholl. Back behind the net, Strand has position on Knox. Skates it to the corner. Good stick by Knox. Once, twice, slowing his progress. Now tying up Strand along the end boards. Strand, a wheeling pass, broken up, but taken by Notre Dame Sildenhoff, and a centering pass for Fleming off his stick and out through center. 1-0 Irish. And a lead feed comes off the end boards, and it was close to icing Biondi in a foot waste with Hensler. It looked like Biondi had a step, and it caromed right in front of the Badgers' net. Scarfoni put his glove down in the crease and covered in a faceoff inside the Wisconsin zone. 17-16 to go in the set, 1-0 Notre Dame.
That was pretty close race to the dot there, and I think the way the puck was coming out, definitely would have been Biondi the first one to the puck there. So they waved it off, but again, the whistle because of Scarfoni jumping on the puck.
Danny Nelson, 6'2", 215-pound sophomore centerman, top line center, going against Wisconsin's Gavin Morrissey. 49th overall pick in the 2023 NHL draft by the New York Islanders. He and Quinn Finley could be teammates someday. Nelson after the puck in the Wisconsin zone, far left, deep far corner. Hensler tried to knife it free, does a nice job to gain possession, then tapped it ahead. Now here's Wisconsin's Mosley. Morrissey just got interfered with, and no penalty called. Morrissey lost a glove. He's yelling at the referee. He lost his stick as well, and I think Wisconsin called for offside. Referees tonight, Tony Cech and Kevin Corbett. Only two penalties have been called so far. Dexheimer teamed with Hensler defensively now. Morrissey, Finley, and Mosley.
Watching the replay there, I didn't see which Notre Dame player it was. Skated by and just looked like he just grabbed his arm and pulled his glove off and knocked him over.
Dexheimer dumps it in behind the net. Now Mosley tries to protect. Fisher on him, tripped him up. No penalty. We play on. Plusinski now with a puck. He'll skate it up the near wall. Backhands to center. Too far for his teammate Biondi. Batted away by Dexheimer. Loose puck. Nelson can't reach it. Mosley also could not. And then Fisher sweeps it in back behind the Badgers cage. Scarfoni leaves it off to Dexheimer as Notre Dame makes a change. Lead feed Finley didn't make contact. Icing on Wisconsin. Badger Hockey brought to you by Cleary Building. We protect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. 1-0 Notre Dame, 16:25 left in period number two.
Ben Dexheimer trying to get Quinn Finley up on the rush at the far blue line. Put one up in the air the whole way, and it stayed up in the air past Quinn Finley, which would have been an unbelievable play to knock that out of the air.
Face off to the right of Scarfoni, Knubel, and Morrissey. They're going to kick Morrissey out of the circle, and Finley will step in. Nope, now the linesman's going to tell Morrissey. This is the second time they've done this. There's no warnings anymore in college hockey. If they don't like what you're doing, they kick you out. Puck is loose. Badgers have it. Dexheimer fends off Janicki. Skates to center. Left wing Finley. He comes flying in and shoots one, but it went off the stick of Coomlin and slowly spun to the goaltender, who made a very easy save and covered.
You know, Ben Dexheimer, preseason honors from the Big Ten.
Yeah.
I'd say tonight so far. I know we're early, but this is the most noticeable he's been this year so far. And Badgers looking for offense. He's a key guy to help set some of those things up, and he's been super active tonight.
5 goals, 28 points as a sophomore last season, only 2 assists in 6 games so far as a junior. Puck still loose in the offensive zone. Liskoski picks it up, low left, skates back behind the net. The right-handed forward wearing number 26 comes free, high slot. He'll shoot one. Where is it? It's loose to the left of the goaltender. Had he covered it? Apparently so. That was a quick whistle by the referee. Wow. Unless Sage just had his left pad over the top of the puck, the referee lost sight of it. The Badgers were jamming at it. Nothing going in right now for Wisconsin.
Yeah, the goaltender got up. The puck didn't seem to